Full service.
Yep. Bushwick Internet World, what's good? This is Jack Inslee, and yet again, you are locked into Full Service Radio on heritageradionetwork.org. Crazy party last week, I have to just say that. Nair and Nani Castle and Natty really, really, really went in. And then obesity basically lit the room on fire. So if you're missing those parties, that's kind of a problem. You need to check fullserviceparty.com and come see us every month, second Friday at Tandem. The party that was started by Jack Inslee and Rectech as Knife Show, for all you listeners that don't know. This week is another special show. Some L-Train issues on the way in. But, alas, K-Mills is in the building. Jersey is in the building, and he's going to get right into a set. First, though, I would like to thank TechServe, who, you know, they say their tagline is make stuff happen, and they actually do, because we're sitting on two beautiful IMAX in the control room, making sure that we have all the cables we need, taking care of Heritage Radio, and making Heritage Radio Network happen, making full service radio happen. That's TechServe. TechServe.com. Go check out the store. They got classes. They've got all kinds of stuff. As I said, K-Mills is here. We're going to hear some music. We'll come back in a bit and chat. Keep it locked. Full service radio.
Do you know where I can find Molly? Molly makes my life happier. Molly more exciting. Molly makes me want to dance, 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 dance. Please help me find Molly.
My last one.
you blocked me on Facebook, and now you're going to die.
Out to gun wash though. Full service.
got treat so many go around.
Ratchet pussy.
You say no to ratchet pussy.
she pussy.
It's the kind of beat that go ta 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 handle this, don't 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 handle this, don't 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 handle this, don't 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 handle this, think you can handle this, don't 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 handle this, don't 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 handle this, don't 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 handle this, don't 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 handle this, don't 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 handle this, don't 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 handle this, don't 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 handle this, think you can handle this, don't don't don't.
If I was the Crips, all got along, they probably got me down by the end of the song. Seem like the whole city go against me. Every time I'm in the street, I hear ya, ya, ya. Every time I'm in the street, I hear ya, 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 ya. Every time I'm in the street, I hear ya, 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 ya. Think they probably gonna down, probably gonna down, probably gonna down by the end of the song.
Dame Dash, I'm still my man Armando. Big shout out to Gunwash. I'm in the mood for.
Happy birthday, Jay Stewart. Happy birthday, Dan Brindell. Full service.
Don't burn me down.
Listening to the sounds of K Mills, and you're locked into Full Service Radio. Hey, what's up?
Good. Ball, what's up, world? Uh-huh. It's Manny Fresh, and you're listening to Heritage Radio Network.
To take you outside, city up a reason from the lonely. When it's over, you'll be golden. Over, over. Shut it down, going to take you outside. Sucking up the dust from your statue. Just the time away and you'll be golden. Over, over. I think you got all you came for. Do you want more?
Yeah. I got it made, I'm big boss. Going on the dendo, that ain't cute.
waves where the past comes back to life. Fight fear for the selfish pain, it was worth it every time. Hold still right before we crash, cause we both know how this ends. A clock ticks till it breaks your glass and I drown in you again. Cause we both know how this ends, know how this ends, know how this ends, know how. Cause we both know how this ends, know how this ends, know how this ends, know how. Cause we both know how this, we both know how, we both know how this, we both know how. Cause we both know how this ends, know how. Cause we both know how.
Yeah.
Yeah. Full service radio, that's what the kids are listening to, man. How fitting, yo. That closing track really made everybody in the studio happy. If you don't know, and if you're just tuning in, you've been listening to the sounds of K Mills, you can hop right over there in that seat. Sarah, make sure mic 4 and 1 are both on. And as I said, that was K Mills for the past 45 or so. That was a really intense set, man. Thank you. I'm going to get right into the mic.
Yep.
There it is. So you made it out to Morgan Ave.
Yeah, man. It was a journey.
You had a long train ride.
Yeah, man. It was a struggle, man.
Without giving out too many details, we'll just say don't always listen to the phone. Because you may end up further away than you meant to be.
Yeah.
So to kick this off, I don't know if you're aware, but obviously we're at a restaurant, and this is HeritageRadioNetwork.org, which is a food talk radio station by day. So I'm curious to know if you could choose any meal to have after a set, what would it be?
That doesn't include, like, liquor or anything like that, does it?
Yeah, you get a drink with that, too. The whole...
After a set. That's a good question. I never really thought about that. Maybe, maybe some buffalo wings, I guess. I don't know. Maybe, I'm feeling buffalo wings with a few shots, maybe. You know.
That's what that set sounded like, buffalo wings and shots. That's a great answer, no doubt. So for the listeners out there that don't know you, how old are you? Because I know you're younger than us out here.
Yeah, man. I just turned 20. What is it? April now, right? Yeah. Just turned 20 February, you know?
Wow. So you just broke the record. You beat Mohegan Sun. Now you're the youngest full-service radio guest.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know Mohegan Sun? He's out in Jersey, too.
I heard about him. I think I've seen him before. Maybe. Yeah.
So you're from Jersey. Where in Jersey, though, are you from?
Newark. That's like, you know, the heart of club, you know. That's where I'm from, you know.
Yeah, now, like, how early did you get into the club music growing up in Newark? Because that's kind of like a lot of the music that whatever you'd call trap now was born from is, you know, happening out there. So how young were you when you first got tapped into it?
What, trap or club?
Club, Jersey Club first.
Club, yeah, because club was first. That was my base. Probably it was like around 09, 10, because I was always seeing, like, you know, my older bros, like Tamil and Tim Dollar, like what they was doing. And I always liked club, and I was like that's hot. And I knew how to do it because I made beats before, you know, but I didn't really stick to, like, a certain genre, just making instrumentals. But with them, as basically they kind of got me to make club.
Wow, Tamil.
Just being around, you know, that area.
You ask anybody about Jersey, and you hear Tamil first, and out to Tim Dollar as well. So you're like 16, 17, though, hearing these sounds. Were you even able to get into the clubs, or how are you hearing it?
Yeah, you was able to get in the clubs, because the thing is, like, the club music was just played at, like, all the local events. Like, it was basically, like, the club music kind of, like, it kind of, like, kept the youth in the area, you know, like, I guess, like, subdued, if that's the right word.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it was something for kids to stay out the street. It was catchy, like, you know.
So you're saying Tamil, though, in the that neighborhood, he kind of, like...
I mean, he didn't... I guess it came from B-More, but I didn't really hear B-More. I heard when they came off with the offshoot Jersey Club, that's when I actually heard it.
But I'm saying, like, you're not alone, then, growing up out there, looking up to a dude like Tamil. He was kind of out there in the community?
Yeah, it was a lot of... Like, most of the club DJs nowadays, most of them would... Thank Tamil as inspiration, you know.
For sure, and a lot of people still don't know him, and that's what's crazy to me now.
It's crazy.
Like, to hear that he's actually out in the community reaching kids at 16, 17, putting you onto that music, that's real.
Yeah, man. He's a good guy.
Out to Tamil, he's got to come over here now. So before club, I guess growing up, what's like your first kind of music memories?
I guess, you know, like I actually still, even before club, I listened to, like, all types of music, but I guess even though I wasn't exactly, like, I was born in the 90s, but I wasn't exactly, like, my age now while that music was played, but I still always liked 90s music in the early, you know, 2000s, hip-hop mainstream, stuff like that, you know.
Right, and then you're pulling from that to make a lot of these remixes and club tracks.
Yeah, like a lot of R&B remixes. It's mostly R&B. I noticed that. Like, R&B is like the most popular genre to make a club track to.
So are you still listening to like Hot 97 all the time and keeping on the pulse with all that, or are you going back to older tracks more often?
I mean, I like to try to get both. I like to try to build up on older tracks I haven't heard, but I, you know, try to stay up to date too at the same time. So
for sure,
more, it's like a balance with it, you know.
So now, for listeners again that don't know, K Mills has been playing a lot of original tracks in that set. How many originals would you say you dropped in there?
Of mine, I would say at least four. At least four.
You could have dropped 30. I mean, if you go to the dude's SoundCloud.
Yeah,
pages.
But I was just like, I wanted to, like, I hear my music all the time, and there's always so much other music out there. So there's so much other music I wanted to play, you know.
So then, looking forward in your career, are you more interested in becoming a better DJ or having the productions carry your name?
See, at first I was just focused on the productions, but lately it's been more focused on DJing. I've always DJed, but it was more of a focus on productions, just because productions, I wanted to put a material. I didn't want to just DJ a party. I wanted to have my song playing at the party. But now that I basically got a good rep with that, it's back to just go back to DJing.
So you feel like you made your name, now you can take a step back, play the stuff you want to play.
Yeah, now I'm just trying to just capture the whole, you know, everything else.
Word. Well, don't shy away from those originals, though, because you've definitely got some magic on the SoundCloud, and it's just occurring to me now. You played Full Service, what, like a year and a half ago?
Yeah, I remember. It was.
So you were like 19 when you played Full Service?
Was I? Yeah, I was 19. I was.
So we're clearly breaking the law at Full Service. That was, I think.
That's the way I get into like most clubs in New York with me being underage, is if I'm like DJing or something like that.
Right, yeah, then you could break the rules.
Strict, like, but if you're DJing, like, oh, well, we can't say the DJ can't come here. I guess he could DJ.
Yeah, but your friends are asked out half the time, probably.
Yeah.
Actually, I remember the CMJ show. You had a real problem getting in that one.
Yeah.
With Morris and a few others.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
out to Jason Scott, P.S.
Maybe I should have got there earlier.
Oh, man. So you have been gigging a lot more over the past year or so. What is your favorite gig been as now a DJ with a reputation? What was like the biggest crowd, biggest moment for you?
I think I actually, well, at least thinking of the livest crowd, I would say it was probably Vibe Lounge in the Ironbound section of NARC. I think, but like, yeah, I think that was maybe my biggest, like, at least from the energy from the crowd, like, everyone was like, oh, you know, excited.
Same page. You got any big shows coming up?
Well, I'm supposed to be DJing at Penn State on the 26th, but it's not an official Penn State party, you say, but it's like on the campus, you know. A lot of people are going there, so.
No doubt, and we'll definitely have you back at Full Service, the party, soon, because Bushwick needs more of that. For the listeners that were getting down with the show tonight, where can they hear your music?
I mean, I would just say Google it, but specifics could go on SoundCloud. My SoundCloud, of course, is the main source where I would upload it. If not SoundCloud, you know, YouTube, type it in. But those aren't all my songs, and those are just what people upload. So if you want the most, like, current music, I'd say SoundCloud.com/DJKMills.
And that's KMILLZ. Because you are not looking, you're listening. So that's how you spell it. Google the man, look up his stuff. You got one more track to close the show with, right?
Yeah.
And that's an original?
Yep.
What's it called?
Called Ratchet Ho.
All right, well, closing the show, you could set it up right now and get it ready. This is Ratchet Ho from K Mills. Thanks again to TechServe, out to Aaron and Gunwash and Dan and Sarah and everybody tonight. Out to TechServe again for the support of the show. Next week is a really special live performance from Shadowbox. There will be lots of gear in the studio and vocals and a really crazy setup. Full Service is going to be at the Great Googa Mooga. Wow, I haven't even announced that yet. Yeah, Great Googa Mooga, Prospect Park, 2-3-day food and music festival from the people that throw Bonnaroo. Full Service will be there with some of your friends like Herbert Spliffington and Knife Show and Obesity and Jerry Jones, Mohegan Sun, Mike Q, Vuana Lore. Vuana Lore is coming all the way out for that. Nair, Natty, Nani Castle. It's going to be a big crew of us. So that's googamooga.com, May 17th through the 19th. Full Service Radio is live every Thursday at 9:30 p.m. on Heritage Radio Network. Subscribe to that podcast. Make your life easy. We will see you next week. Once again, this is K Mills.